Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say, there's a little rhythm, 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 the pit-pats through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant when it will drive me insane. Comes in the morning.
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. One of the movie's most successful collaborations ended in 1941 when composer Ralph Ranger died in a plane crash. But we still have the songs that he and Leo Robin wrote together.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
Ranger and Robin had their first hit separately when they were still in their 20s. In 1926, Robin's first hit set a clever title to a bouncy tune by Albert von Tilzer. 3 years later, Ranger was working as a Broadway rehearsal pianist for a new review, The Little Show. Most of the songs were by Arthur Schwartz and Howard Dietz, but one day at rehearsal, Ranger saw the need for an additional song. He wrote a tune, and Dietz added a lyric. Ted Weems Orchestra with a vocal by Parker Biggs, My Cuties Do at 2 to 2 Today, and Libby Holman with Moanin' Low.
Hey there, taxi, do your stuff. Why, I can't get there fast enough. Take me to that train from way out west. Why, I'm just jumping in my shoes, 'cause there ain't no time to lose. Got a date, 1:58, with the one that I love best. My cuties do at 2:22. She's coming through on a big choo-choo. She's been away for months, but I haven't cheated once. Stayed home nights, didn't dance, wasn't taking any chance. Didn't flirt, and though it hurt, just couldn't do my cutie dirt. My days were blue and my nights were black, but I just knew that she'd come back. For I love her and she loves me, and say, don't think there ain't no Santa Claus. I know darn well there is, because my cuties do at 2:22 today.
What have I gone and done? makes my trouble double with his worries when surely I ain't deserving of none. Moaning low, my sweet man is gonna go if he goes, oh Lordy. He's the kind of man, needs a kind of woman like me.
Ted Weems Orchestra, My Cutie's Due at 2 to 2 today, and Libby Holman, Moanin' Low. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. In 1930, Ralph Ranger's second hit song, also for a Broadway review, had a lyric by Leo Robin. It was their first collaboration. The two men hit it off and decided to try Hollywood together. Ranger recorded his last Broadway hit with Peggy Healy as he plays piano and sings part of the lyric to I'll Take an Option on You.
Oh, say, can't you see what's on my mind? What a personality. Really, you're a fine.
Okay, I can see what's on your mind. Maybe you had better put it in a letter.
I'd like to make a proposition, dear, but not the kind that you suspicion, dear. I'm so afraid of competition, dear, so I'll take an option on you.
You came along so unobtrusively and set me raving so effusively. I want your services exclusively. I'll take an option on you.
Oh, gee, I can foresee a wonderful future for me.
I'm sold 100%. Let's make it permanent.
I wish that I could make you sign for life.
As partners we could both combine for life.
But till you say that you'll be mine for life,
I'll take an option on you.
Ralph Ranger and Peggy Healy, I'll Take an Option on You. After Ranger and Robin signed with Paramount in 1932, the studio eventually let them work together. They did so almost exclusively for the next decade. In 1939, they left Paramount for 20th Century Fox where they stayed until Ranger died in a plane crash when he was only 41. They wrote more than 50 hit songs together. At Paramount, they specialized in songs for the studio's major musical star, Bing Crosby. Crosby was becoming the most important crooner in the country, helped along by the overheated romantic ballad so popular at the time. Bing sings Ranger and Robin's June and January and Love in Bloom.
A clouded moon creeps across a clouded sky. Winds of January sigh and moan. And yet it's June, I can see a sky of blue. Dear, the miracle is due to you, just you. It's June in January, because I'm in love. It always is spring in my heart, with you in my arms. The snow is just white blossoms that fall from above. And here is the reason, my dear, your magical charm. The night is cold, the trees are bare, but I can feel the scent of roses in the air. It's June in January, because I'm in love. But only because I'm in love with you.
This is the flower
This hour of sweet fulfillment, is it all a dream, the joy supreme that came to us in the gloom? You know it isn't a dream, it's love in bloom.
Bing Crosby with June in January and Love in Bloom. Ranger and Robin wrote nearly all their important ballads for Crosby because he was the one major singing star under contract to Paramount. Rosemary Clooney and Bing Crosby became friends years after Ranger and Robin were writing for Bing. Some years after Crosby's death, she devoted an album to songs he'd made into standards. This is Ranger and Robin's I Wished on the Moon.
I wished on the moon for something I never knew. I wished on the moon for more than I ever knew. A sweeter rose, a softer sky, an April day that would not dance away. I begged of a star to throw me a beam or two. I wished on a star and asked for a dream or two. I looked for every loveliness, it all came true. I wished on the moon for you. Thank you. another star to throw me a beam or two. I wished on a star and asked for a dream or two. I looked for every loveliness, it all came true. I wished on the moon for you. I wished on the moon.
Rosemary Clooney, I Wished on the Moon. Crosby's early singing was influenced by jazz, but when he emerged as a romantic crooner, he began to move away from that easy swinging style for something more ardent. He never gave it up completely, though. That more playful style lasted throughout his career, and Ranger and Robin contributed to it in 1939. Bing Crosby with You're a Sweet Little Headache.
You're a sweet little headache, but you are lots of fun. I've a good mind to spank you, then thank you for all you've done. You're a sweet little headache, full of quaint little schemes. But when I should forget you, I let you disturb my dream. I thought that I could hold my own with you. You've got me all perplexed. Here am I alone with you. What are you going to do next? You're a sweet little headache. If you keep on that way, what a sweet little heartache you'll turn out to be someday. Sweet little heartache, you'll turn out to be someday.
Bing Crosby, You're a Sweet Little Headache. Hawaiian songs first became popular in 1916, though the first hits were comic rather than romantic. They disappear for a while and then come back in the 20s and again in the 40s. By the 30s, they'd made the change from comic to romantic, and Bing Crosby made several of them into hits. This is Crosby with Ranger and Robin's Blue Hawaii.
Not at all.
To me.
Lovely lyrics.
Yes, and lovely.
And blue Hawaii.
With all this loveliness, there should be love.
What now?
Come with me.
come with me.
No, no, you got to sing it. While the moon is on the sea.
While the moon is on the sea.
That's right, and the night is young.
The night is young.
Very good, and so are we.
And so are we. Don't tell me, I remember now.
And
dreams come true.
You got it right.
In blue Hawaii. And mine could all come true. This magic night of nights with you.
Bing Crosby, Blue Hawaii. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. It's hard to believe that the same people who wrote Blue Hawaii also wrote You're a Sweet Little Headache. But Ranger and Robin were songwriters rather than stylists. They wrote what the movie or the star needed. They were pros, quick when they needed to be, adaptable always, and attuned to the task at hand. That said, Robin had a playful sense of language, especially in his titles. The Depression kindled a new interest in American culture and history, sometimes satiric, sometimes patriotic. Robin was obviously a man of his own time, and he picked up on these themes for his songs. Annette Hanshaw, Give Me Liberty or Give Me Love, and Francis Langford, I Don't Want to Make History.
I'm weary of worry and weary of the blue. I'm weary of wanting the love that you refuse. I'm weary of waiting, I win you or I lose. I'm wasting away my youth. So tell me, but tell the truth. I'm a slave to you. Don't you want that I gave to you? You can have me if you want me, but you must be mine alone. Give me liberty or give me love. You're so dear to me. I'm in heaven when you're near to me. You can have me if you want me, but you must be mine alone. Give me liberty or give me love. You've been kind of strange. Why the sudden change? Do you want somebody new? I'd be glad to share all your grief and care, but never will I ever share you. I'll be all your own. Yours to have and hold and call your own. You can have me if you want me, but you must be mine alone. Give me liberty or give me love.
Fun, struggle for fame if you must. If you're great, you'll raid a statue, or maybe you'll be just a bust. But love makes a humble rumble seat seem as complete as a throne. Though historians may hide at you, you've a glory of your own. Columbus took a chance, and I would take a chance, as long as there's a moon up above. But I don't want to make history, I just want to make love. Napoleon took a chance, but when I think of France, it's Josephine I'm thinking of. 'Cause I don't want to make history, I just want to make love. We all can't be heroes, we all can't be great. Right now I'll settle for a love affair and the diggings with affairs of state. I hear a call to arms, but sentimental arms, my banner is the moon up above. Say, I don't want to make history, I just want to make love. I don't want to make history, I just want to make love. I don't want to make history, I just want to make love. I don't want an army like brave Joan of Arc. Right now I'll settle for a single man and a cozy little place to park. I hear a call to arms, but sentimental arms, my banner is the moon up above. For I don't want to make history, I just want to make love.
Annette Hanshaw, Give Me Liberty or Give Me Love, and Francis Langford, I Don't Want to Make History. A composer has to shape a melody in 32 bars. It needs to be melodic, inviting, and complete. The lyricist's task is to wrap the words and music together. By shaping the words to the music, he also shapes the music to the words. Robin's lyrics were playful, even jokey, but the emotion was always at hand. He was often irreverent, but his songs never gave up on romance. These two build love from Prohibition. From the 1930 movie Sea Legs, Jack Oakey and Lillian Roth, This Must Be Illegal, and from the big broadcast of 1937, Lee Wiley, Here's Love in Your Eye.
Here's a heaven you to me, port of your arms. I have no charge
here for my heart.
What is this you do to me? Should I beware? Should I obey?
Oh boy, obey. This must be illegal. It's so nice. And when you look at me, girl, you entice. Filled in every tissue, I hold you in my fond arms. Wonder if I kiss you, will you call John's arms? That means cops. This must be illegal. It's so nice. And your eyes, you'll agree, girl, speak of spite. Why, I should see my lawyer for advice. yes, must be illegal. It's so nice.
This must be illegal. It's so nice. No more, I'm a free girl. You're my vice. Like a desert nomad, you crush me in your fond arms. Don't stop or I'll be so mad. I might call your name. This must be illicit. It's so nice. Life seems an exquisite paradise. What you've just done here was to do twice.
This must be illegal.
Here's love in your eyes.
Well, I hadn't thought of it that way, but I guess you're right. Here's love in your eyes, and may it keep on glowing. Love in your eyes, just for me. You look divine, and when we dance, our dying dear, my head goes reeling, but it's not from wine. And it will keep on growing. I know that I'm aiming high, but here's a toast to what I want. The most of his love, love in your eyes. His love in your eyes, and may it keep on glowing. Love in your eyes, just for me. You look divine, and when we dance, our dying dear, my head goes reeling, but it's not from wine. There's love in my heart, and it will keep on growing. I know that I'm aiming high, but here's a toast to what I want.
Jack Oakey and Lillian Roth, This Must Be Illegal, and Lee Wiley, Here's Love in Your Eye. When you think of inventiveness and wordplay, you think Cole Porter and Lorenz Hart. Robin wasn't quite in their class, but he was especially good at what the theater calls charm songs, songs that make you smile rather than laugh, and settle for pleasure rather than intensity. A lot of Ranger and Robin's rhythm ballads were still love songs, but love was for pleasure rather than suffering. This is K-Star with Love with a capital U.
You may spell love with a capital L, but I spell love with a capital U. Through the day you're away, and I'm moping, moping, mope. And you do too, I hope, I hope, I hope. Oh, life through, love with a capital U would just suit me to a capital T. I can spell just as well as the dictionaries do, but I spell love with a capital U.
Thank you.
Based R, Love with a Capital U. Ranger and Robin were professionals. Toss out an idea and make it work. If it doesn't, toss out another. They didn't write for the big budget movies at MGM. But when they weren't writing for Crosby, they were writing for whoever Paramount or Fox had under contract. Sometimes a big star, sometimes not. But always there were Ranger's rhythmic melodies and Robin's wordplay. Shirley Ross, I'm Talking Through My Heart, and Cary Grant and Helen Mack, Love Divided by Two.
I confess my store of information is not complete in many ways. In school, I never was rated a star. I'm a dud at clever conversation. I'm always hunting for a phrase to say. I may be talking through my hat, but when I say I love you, I'm talking through my heart. Though it often isn't right, I agree with people just to be polite. But when I say
you
I
love you, had it coming, do you?
But the words refuse to come. Yet the fact that I'm in love with you, only you, shows I'm not so dumb. There's a magic in your eyes that makes it hard for me to speak above a fire. When I say I love you and want you to say you love me too, I'm talking through my heart to you. Yes, I'm talking through my heart. When I talk of this and that, but when you're near, I'm sincere. At a party or a dinner, I occasionally flatter, tell a girl she's getting thinner when she's really getting fatter. But with you, dear, I'm talking through my heart. To a bride with whom I'm chummy, I may rave about her cooking and massage my aching tummy when her husband isn't looking. But with you, dear, I'm talking through my heart. And I hope that you will be a little tender when I tell you that I love you. Want you to say you love me too. I'm talking through my heart to you.
Mm-hmm.
Once I thought a husband and a lover were two men, not one. I thought romance was only a game of kiss and run. Now I'm both a husband and a lover, and really, it's fun. There never was a night like this. There never was a girl like you. Each moment of delight like this is love divided by two. Your loveliness would glorify that happiness I have in view. And I'll have even more if I divide the glory with you.
Two cuts from movie soundtracks. From the big broadcast of 1937, Shirley Ross, I'm Talking Through My Heart, and from 1934's Kiss and Make Up, Cary Grant and Helen Mack, Love Divided by Two. Songwriters who work on Broadway or in Hollywood have to be able to write for a performer. The song has to suit the style. When Mae West signed on for a movie at Paramount in 1933, she needed a new song to go along with all the oldies tucked into the story. Ranger and Robin obliged with what became one of her signature numbers. Mae West, A Guy What Takes His Time.
Takes his time, I'll go for any time. I'm a fast-moving girl that likes them slow. Got no use for fancy driving. Wanna see a guy arriving in low. I'd be satisfied, electrified to know a guy what takes his time. Hurry up affair, I always give the air. Wouldn't give any Russian gent a smile. I could go for any singer who would condescend to linger a while. What a lullaby would be supplied to have a guy what takes his time. Oh, a guy what takes his time, I'll go for any time. A hasty jab really spoils the master's touch. I don't like a big commotion, I'm a demon for slow motion or such. Why should I deny that I would die to know a guy what takes his time? Oh, there isn't any fun in getting something done if you're rushed when you have to make the grade. I can spot an amateur, appreciate a connoisseur at his trade. Who would qualify, no alibi, to be the guy what takes his time? Oh, oh, oh.
Mae West, A Guy What Takes His Time. Ranger and Robin left Paramount for 20th Century Fox in 1939. 2 years later, Ranger died. But in 1943, for her first big starring movie, Coney Island, Betty Grable performed one of the last songs they wrote together. It suited her light voice and sure sense of rhythm. It didn't need a big voice to do it justice. It was right for Grable. This is Take It From There. Betty Grable, Take It From There. When Bob Hope was making his first movie, Big Broadcast of 1938, the producer approached Ranger and Robin to say Hope needed a song. It needed to be sentimental, but because it was Hope, it also needed to be funny. Then he walked away, leaving Ranger and Robin to figure out what they could possibly write. They solved the problem with that combination of sentiment and wit that characterized so many of the best songs of the Great American Songbook. It was a song about divorce, but also about love not faced up to. The song is clever, touching, sweet, and sad. Hope and Shirley Ross, Thanks for the Memory.
The memory of sentimental verse, nothing in my purse, and chuckles when the preacher said, for better or for worse,
how lovely it was. Thanks for the memory of Schubert's serenade, little things of jade, and traffic jams and anagrams and bills we never paid.
How lovely it was. We who could laugh over big things were parted by only a slight thing.
I wonder if we did the right thing. Oh, well, that's life, I guess.
I love your dress.
Do you?
It's pretty.
Thanks for the memory of faults that you forgave, rainbows on a wave,
and stockings in the basin when a fellow needs a shave. Thank you so much.
Thanks for the memory of tinkling temple bells, alma mater yells,
and Cuban rum and towels from the very best hotels.
Oh, how lovely it was. Thanks for the memory of cushions on the floor, hashed with Dinty Moore, that pair of gay pajamas that you bought and never wore.
Say, by the way, whatever became of those pajamas?
Huh?
Huh?
We said goodbye with a highball.
Then I got as high as a steeple.
Did you?
But we were intelligent people.
No tears, no fuss.
Hooray for us.
Strictly entre-nous, darling, how are you?
And how are all those little dreams that never did come true?
Awfully glad I met you.
Cheerio and toodaloo.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Bob Hope and Shirley Ross, thanks for the memory. After Ranger's death, Robin went on to write with Julie Stein, Harold Arlen, Arthur Schwartz, Harry Warren, and Jerome Kern. But together, he and Ralph Ranger had formed one of the movie's top songwriting partnerships. Andrew Crouch is the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's Fascinating Rhythm.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's Fascinating Rhythm, send an email to radio@wxxi.org.